Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So yesterday, I had the most LA day of my life.
The most
LA day I've ever had since living here for, 2.5 years now?
Yeah.
I, first of all, was on my way to Alfred Coffee. That's the most LA thing. Very. Yes. And then I'm walking down the street, right? And I'm with my sister and I'm with a friend of ours. And we see a doctor from Grey's Anatomy.
Which one?
Altman. I don't watch Grey's, but my friend freaked out because she was like, oh my God, that's Dr. Altman. And she got super excited about it. So that was one.
Okay.
Another LA moment.
Okay.
Whereas we have our moment with her and then we continue walking. We find out they opened up a Fonuts right next to Alfred Coffee, which is another huge LA thing that just happened to be like, oh, that's so exciting, a Fonut. And then, of course, my sister, she stops and she's getting a picture in front of this really cute, trendy beignet truck on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And we're completely blocking everyone's walkway. And one of the girls that we blocked and we had apologized to, she keeps walking, is the girl from The Talk, the TV show.
Oh my God.
Who's Sarah Gilbert. And I was like, she looks so familiar. And then it took me like 10 minutes to kind of like think about it. Not even 10 minutes, probably a lot less than that. Probably three. We're going to go with three. 3 minutes. And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, she's from The Talk Show. And she also like guest starred in The Big Bang Theory as Leonard's girlfriend who played the cello.
No way.
Or violin. He played the cello. She plays the violin. I digress.
Details.
I was like, I know her from somewhere. So it was her. So that's what. If we're going to count Alicia's picture, we'll say it's four.
Yeah. Okay.
Four LA things.
Yes.
And then after we got our coffee and we're walking back to the car, I'm not kidding, Tim Allen is walking towards
us. Stop it.
And I was like, oh my God, that's Tim Allen.
Stop
it. I said it super fast and like tried to like act nonchalant, but it was so weird because I'd just seen him the night before at the Toy Story 4 premiere. So I felt like I had just seen him. I felt like we were like, you know, friends. Like I could have said, hey, I saw you yesterday.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing, like that whole moment with this all happened within like 20 minutes of each other. You know, I just kind of sat there and had like a panic attack.
And
like,
oh my God, I live in LA.
Yes. It's an official thing. Like I never thought I would live in LA. And I mean, I feel like I am LA now.
You're super.
I am LA. LA is me. Hi, Taryn.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
I'm like extra excited to see you because we always drive together.
Mm,
but today,
we didn't today, you know,
because we're busy girls.
We're just busy ladies.
We have stuff to do. So
independent women and got things to do and stuff, as it turns out.
You're on one today.
Yeah.
So I feel like a little bit like I'm like, hi.
We didn't really. We usually have like a coffee and chat on the way here routine.
Yes.
That has happened every single episode except for today. So I think that's what threw us off maybe a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
But we're bouncing back. We're fine.
We are bouncing back.
We're fine.
Yes. How was your week or how are you?
I'm great. I had a great week. You know, just been, you know, really pumped that it's finally feeling like summer. like officially feeling like summer. The sun feels great. I'm happier. I'm more productive. Overall, just like a better person in the summer. And it's so weird because I love the fall too. I love being, you know, basic and loving my coffee.
Oh my gosh,
my,
yeah.
my blanket Halloween. And stuff like that.
Yes.
But there's a huge amount of productivity and drive that hits me when it's nice outside like
yeah.
this. Like I want to work out, I want to tan, and I want to like do something fun and eat healthy like every single yeah. day. Like every yeah. single day. It's so weird.
No, yeah. I can definitely what's the word? Confirm? Affirm that?
She's backing me
up. It's true. It's true.
She's confirming. Yes.
I had a great week too. Mm-hmm. I can't really think of what anything
every single time
out.
This happens.
I know. But I did want to say I ran into both of us are our friends, the Kameys. I ran into Jess, and she was talking about how much her mom is obsessed with our podcast. Heather,
I love her.
This is your official shout out.
Heather Kameys.
I just honestly, that's probably the coolest thing to me is when people come up to me like that are in my life.
Yeah.
You know, obviously everyone who listens like gets me so pumped. But like when someone comes up and is just like, I listen to your podcast all the time. I'm always like, really?
It warms my heart. I had someone tell me the same thing a couple days ago, like a friend. And I didn't like, we're close, but we're not that close. And then she told me that. And I was like, wait, you listen? Like it made my heart so happy.
Yeah.
And kind of like took me by surprise, I guess.
Yeah. And like my family too, like my dad will text me stuff about the episodes or my brothers and my mom. And it's just like super crazy.
We went to Yosemite this weekend.
Yes, we did.
And I got the most amazing picture.
What was it?
Of you.
Oh, I hate you. You're the worst. You've just been
guys,
waiting.
It's like super late at night and she has to pee and there's literally nowhere to go except like in the bush. But it was kind of like a crowded area. So she's like by the car and it just gave me the most optimal position to like climb on top of the car and get a flash photo.
Yes. And by optimal, it was Karen. Not you. You created that situation.
It was a prime opportunity that if I passed up on, I would regret for the rest of my life.
I suppose, but I was like ready to like be done and I couldn't because she was flashing me, like literal lights were flashing on me and everyone's walking by and I was like, Ashley!
It was great. She literally yelled my name like that, but a lot louder. We won't do that for you.
I won't do that for you.
Speaking of people that are loving the podcast, I went through a bunch of DMs and was responding and talking to some of you guys and I took some screenshots. Because I just wanted to give you guys little shout outs and let Taryn know what everyone was saying. Because, guys, you're warming my heart. This is from Kate. She says, love the podcast. I got serious flight anxiety and somehow ended up flying very often. And I listen to your podcast all the time. It helps me keep calm. You two have such a natural flow. Love it.
Stop it. That's cute.
Bear paw.
Oh, my God. Wait, is that from from New Girl?
I'm assuming this guy's a New Girl fan, but I don't know.
No, it's Bear Claw.
Bear Claw. Dang, I was on the same page.
Bear Claw.
He said, or she said, we don't know. Just listen to the mental illness episode with the jokes at the end. I feel like it's a good cool down after a workout. Gotta let that hour come down slowly, you know? Laughy
Thank
face.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you, Bear Paw, because I've been saying my cheesy jokes are very underrated.
Yes.
Overrated? Nope. Underrated.
Underrated.
Yes.
Was correct the first time.
Yes.
And Bear Paw agrees with you.
I'll be bringing him back.
Yeah. The next one, Hallelujah Queen.
That pause was everything.
I wasn't sure if it was like part of the name or not. Like, okay. Says we need merch. Clap hand emoji.
Ooh.
To be continued on that one.
Okay.
We're not gonna say much, but
nope.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. We don't know. Okay. The next one. Whoops. That's the same one. Oh, here we go. Groovy Mel says, I am an Ashley and I need a Taryn in my life.
Stop it.
You guys are hyping her up too much.
Stop it.
It's going straight to her head. I can tell.
It is.
P Money says, I just started listening to the podcast and I love it. I listen while I'm at work and it makes the day go by so much faster. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening, P Money. It's so funny because I call my dog, my dog's name is Chloe, and I call her Chloe Money like all the time.
Yeah.
So the way I said it is the way I say Chloe's nickname. Anyways.
Yes, you do.
Again, I digress. Kat says, love listening to your podcast on my way to work, and I'm literally laughing all the time out loud in my car by myself. So I'm so sure that I look strange to other people when I'm driving in my car. I love that.
I love that.
Honestly, I'm on the same page when I listen to other podcasts too. I feel like I'm crying, I'm laughing, I'm scared, especially if I drive at night. And the whole time I'm wondering who's watching.
Yeah.
And what they think I'm doing.
What are they thinking? You know what I realized the other day? I was driving up next to someone and I was watching him, but like from behind. Does that make sense? Like I wasn't all the way up to his window yet. And I was like, oh my gosh. Because usually I'm like a hot mess, like dancing or doing weird stuff. Until someone pulls next to me, then I chill out. I was like, oh my gosh, they're watching from everywhere.
From
I have no tint. It's a fishbowl. You
from
can
see
me.
From the back all the way to the front. It's hilarious.
Anyways.
One last one. This is from Sarah. She says, got a good, all caps, laugh while driving in DC traffic. Laughed so hard. Laughy face emoji. Thank you. So, Sarah, aww, you know what? That's just...
Sarah.
That's what we're here for.
It is what we're here for.
You know, we're just here to make your traffic commute drive that much easier.
Yeah. Make
you
laugh.
So much better.
Make you cry.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Guys, all these compliments are seriously going to go straight to our heads. You better stop. I'm just kidding. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. You're like, I'm very, like, you're on a good one right now. Like, you're so
talkative.
I feel like
I'm on a good one.
I mean, last episode, it was like, it started rough, you know?
Yeah. What
and
was
you
up
were like
with
dragging.
Yesterday?
I don't know. And then like today, man, you were like quiet. I was like in the car. We were talking on the phone. We're so dumb. We couldn't drive together. So we talked on the
You're
phone.
You're not supposed to tell them. They're going to think we're so weird.
But I was telling her, I'm like, dude, you better step it up. Like you need to wake
I
up.
I was real quiet. But you know what? That's a very nine thing.
Of course.
If we're going to bring it there, we're just going to go straight back to the Enneagram. You know, a lot of us nines, we like our solitude and we like some like intentional time. But we could turn it on when we need to. But, you know. We also need to like prepare for that.
Yeah.
So,
well, girl, you turned it
balance.
On.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
Jeez. I just looked right at the camera and smiled, winked, and did all those things.
Oh, cameras. I always forget. I probably look so dumb. I should, you know, position
Sit
myself
up straight.
More. Okay. Well, you know, I'm working on my posture, actually. Well, I think maybe we should take a break before I get into my story. Yeah?
Yeah. Love it.
Mine has to do with urinating in public, which is very ironic. And obviously, I didn't know you were going to bring up my story.
This is so
you
convenient.
Little jerk.
I'm so excited.
Otherwise.
I wish I planned that out better. It's actually better that I didn't know and it just kind of happened naturally, you know?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Okay. Hit my lip on the mic.
Oh, honey.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay. So let's take a break and then we'll get into mine.
Do it.
All right. Break.
Break.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, ready?
Oh, I've I've been ready.
Okay, so this, I know, I get called out all the time on mispronouncing words and messing up. Mm-hmm. And this is a long one, and I'm going to try to just I'm going to.
And it starts.
What's that word? I'm going to.
Plow right through it?
But there's a word. I'm going to barrel through. Something through. I'm going to. It's going to bother me, but it's fine.
Fill in the blank, people.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I'm saying.
This story is from Leah.
Okay. Hi,
and Leah cracked me up because she sent this story like 6 times, but with different titles each
time. Did she really? How did you find out?
Because it shows your picture, looking through and I was like, I clicked on 2 of them and I was like, wait, I just read this. And then I was like, oh my gosh. So then I was like, now they know, Ashley, and they're trying to catch you with their dang titles.
I love you guys so much. I also picked a good one today with a good title.
Of course you did.
It just got me.
Okay. Dear Ashley and Taryn, by the way, this is the most embarrassing story that has ever happened. So stay tuned.
She's cute.
Can't wait. I quickly just wanted to say that I am so, so, so proud of you guys, and I love your podcast.
Girl, thank you.
Thank you. All right. When you go to a sleepaway camp, I love how you can immediately tell that someone's not from
here. You're not from here. Yeah.
Like a sleepaway camp. I've never heard that. That's so cute.
Or even like university versus college. I went to university.
That's so true.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not from here. Okay. So when you go to a sleepaway camp for the first time, you are freaking. So when I got to camp, I was really nervous. Was I going to have friends? Will I miss my family? I said bye to my parents as I boarded the bus, and then my bus drove away with my mom running behind it waving goodbye. So cute.
Straight That's out gonna be me. Of a Lifetime movie.
I'm going to be such a cheesy, embarrassing mom. I can see it. Very aware.
I feel like you already are.
You know, I try my best. I was thinking, is this the some? Dang it. I was doing
That's
so good.
That's one. I'm going to keep track.
Don't count. Or do. It's, you know, whatever.
One.
I was thinking, is this summer going to be the best or the worst? Am I going to have fun or not? Approximately 6 to 8 hours of eating junk food and be. I'm in my head.
That's two, ladies and gentlemen. I read this.
I practiced, I swear. Oh, okay. So the bus took like 6 to 8 hours and they were eating a bunch of junk food. Then they got to camp. I went into my bunk and unpacked my duffel bag. Then I looked around the bunk desperately trying to stop mentally judging every single girl in the bunk and giving myself a silent pat on the back for getting a top shot. I hate you. I can't concentrate.
Pull it together, Taryn.
I said bump instead of bunk.
We all heard.
Okay. Okay, now, you know what? Ashley, you're phasing me so hard right now. Okay, she got a top bunk. Hallelujah.
Good for
now,
her.
See, I'm opposite. When I go, I have to find a bottom because I fell off once and that was enough.
I was like, I could never do
that. That was enough.
I've been on the bottom before and I wasn't a fan. I'm not a claustrophobic person, but I there's situations I just don't care for, and that's one of them. Especially if you're on the bottom bunk. And like just close against the wall, and then there's something above you too. Like, I don't like it.
Oh, so we're opposite. See?
I want the top.
We are each other's puzzle piece.
Uh-huh. It's true.
You like pickles. You can eat my pickles. You like the bottom bunk. I mean the top bunk. You can take my top bunk.
That's terrible.
Thank you. Okay. Fast forward 2 days. I was having so much fun swimming. Oh my gosh. Swimming too many times a day, becoming BFFs with every single girl in my bunk, and not missing home even once. On the second day of camp, I got up, cleaned my bunk, and went to breakfast. Later that day, I was going to do some really fun activities with my bunk, and suddenly I felt my bladder was going to burst. I had to pee so badly, it just came out of nowhere. I asked my counselor where the nearest bathroom was, and she said it was the office. I walked a short walk to the office, went inside, asked the staff inside where the bathroom is, and I love how then a tall, broad-shouldered counselor said in a deep voice, around the back. Then I went around the back hobbling, trying very hard not to do the pee-pee dance. I was in complete panic mode. I felt like my bladder was water balloon filling, 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 and then out of nowhere it was going to pop, making you and your clothing wet. Where is the bathroom? I thought frantically. So I just want to say, I feel like I can relate recently because I've started drinking water.
Guys, Taryn started drinking water. That's what we should have updated them with. That's a big that's a big deal for you.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know how Taryn's alive, to be honest. Honestly, she never drank water.
Honestly, I don't know either. I will lay in bed at night and I'll be like, I haven't drinking any liquid besides like a Diet Coke for lunch. Like, that's it. And that's like a normal day for
me. I'm shaking my head for those.
She's
listeners.
Very disappointed. I've already heard these lectures, so let's fast forward that. Mm. But yes, I know. So now I'm trying to drink the amount of water I'm supposed to as Ashley's drinking, staring right into my eye. Thank you. And it's really hard. But the worst part is you have to pee all the time. And it's not just like, oh, shoot, I have to pee soon. It's like, oh, my gosh, like a river is going to flow.
Way I have to pee.
Yes. So all this to say, I can relate. Okay, so she said, quick info, at camp you always have a bathing suit under your clothing. Conveniently, I chose a one-piece bathing suit that was so hard to get off when I did, that I knew was going to be so hard to get off when I did go to the bathroom. I kept looking for the bathroom I couldn't find, even though I was staring right at it the whole time. After about 30 seconds, my bladder gave up, and it was like a water balloon. I took off my sweatshirt, then my t-shirt, then my bathing suit, and I just squatted right there.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm just picturing, like...
Oh, my God. Wait, was this inside or outside?
She's outside looking for the bathroom. Okay, okay. So the counselor says, okay, the bathroom's right over there. She can't find it.
And she
so
just...
So she just...
Butt
it
naked,
starts happening.
Squats down.
It's like Bridesmaids. Like,
let's
happening.
It go. It's happening. Yeah.
But like, she strips everything off. Like, I feel like at that point, like if I already peed myself, I would just like let it. You know what I mean?
Also, for girls, you know, you just kind of like push it over.
Well, she had
the bathing suit.
Like, she had her shorts and everything on.
Yeah.
I think so,
but
too.
Like, you could keep the bathing suit on and just like.
Yeah.
The bottom part, you just like slide it over so you could pee.
Oh, totally. I do that all the time when I wear one piece.
That's why I'm curious why she stripped it off.
My guess is because she was in full panic mode.
Maybe. She wasn't
maybe
thinking
clearly. Maybe that's something when you're older you start doing. Because she sounds younger.
Maybe.
I don't remember when I started doing that trick. Who taught us that?
I feel like I'm part of me is very lazy and part of me is very not. This is very lazy. And mm-hmm. So I feel like I taught myself that a long time ago.
That's
because I was like, shortcut.
Yeah, that's true. And the whole, okay, so like when you're in a romper or a one piece bathing suit mm-hmm. and then you're in a public bathroom, that feeling of just like sitting and like being
bare naked.
Like, yeah, just like totally naked
fun.
On a toilet.
It's not my
it's
favorite.
Not fun. And
no.
I always get the freaking ladies that walk by and just one of their eyes, I'll just see one of their eyes through the crack, like looking at me.
Can't.
And I'm like, why are you looking
People
at me?
People do that. People do that. And it annoys the hell out of me because I'll be sitting there, literally nowhere else to look but straight. And I'll see someone walk by and look in the crack. And I'm like, you?
Yes.
Conniving little. Like, I can't believe that they would do that. That's a rule. You
it's
don't do
gross.
It.
You don't do it.
You glance under to see if there's feet. That's the only thing you're allowed to do. That's the only thing.
I fully agree. Or you do the very
etiquette.
the light push on the stall.
You're allowed
to just
touch the door
like,
and
hit.
Look under to see if there's teeth.
Teeth?
What? That came out of nowhere.
Teeth?
No. Definitely shoes.
Where did that come from?
I meant to say feet and then teeth came out. And I'm not sure why.
Interesting. Yeah, no,
fun.
It's bathroom etiquette. I've also had a little kid come up and literally put their face to the crack and just talk to me.
That's amazing.
And I was like, where's your mother and why is she not stopping
I'd be
this?
So concerned. I'd
I was
be like
covering.
someone get your child.
Yes. Anyways, sorry, back to the story. So she lets go. She's plopped down right in the middle of the walkway. And then... the counselor walks out.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's thinking, oh, God, please don't see me. I was thinking, of course she would see me. I was right in the middle of the walkway. She says, "Oh my God, are you okay? What is wrong?" she questioned. By now, I was freaking out. I said, "Well, I couldn't find the bathroom." Words were tumbling out of my mouth. And then she says, "How could you not find the bathroom? It's literally right behind you." I quickly tried to pull up my drenched with pee bathing suit and dragged my shorts and t-shirt and sweatshirt and turned, and the bathroom was right behind her.
Oh my gosh. Poor baby.
She says, right then I was thinking about some things. One, how to avoid the counselor for the rest of my life.
Right.
Two, if I should name the pond of pee waiting for me outside.
Absolutely.
What would you have done if this happened?
Oh my God. Well, first of all, I would have pushed the bathing suit to the side.
Yeah.
Avoid nudity at all costs. This is just like a life lesson. This is some wisdom I'm going to drop. Avoid public nudity. Always.
Especially because there's always people willing to take pictures of you.
Like me.
Yes.
You're lucky I wasn't there, because I would have snapped that so fast.
Yeah. And then I feel like I already said, like, at some point, like, sometimes things happen and you just got to, like, accept it.
On the other hand, this is one of those stories that you will remember for the rest of your life.
Totally.
You'll tell your friends when you're, like, mingling at, like, a dinner party and someone's like, "What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?" You've got one.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, because they're too safe with life, you know?
Totally.
But you really just, you've got one. It's a golden one. Yeah. You can just tuck that away for
And just like share time. It with people. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to share my embarrassing moments because it's just, you know, makes them a little less. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make them less embarrassing, but it makes it like, you know.
At least there's a good laugh that comes from it.
And then usually it pulls out everyone else's because everybody wants to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Oh, 100%.
So anytime you share something, that person's listening to you, but they're also thinking like, "Oh my gosh, something happened to me." When she's done talking,
right?
I'm going to tell her all about it.
Yeah.
So,
well, it made my day better.
It did make my day better. Thank you for sharing that story. Again, I'll say I love the embarrassing stories.
I love them. Bring them back.
So yes.
Hashtag bring back the embarrassing stories.
Totally.
Bring back your embarrassing
stories.
You love
to hashtag things. Have you noticed that?
It's what I do, you know?
It is what you do.
It's kind of, you know, it's in my job description.
That's very true.
I do a lot of hashtags.
You do
every single day on the daily.
I'm that person that does like hashtag that was so funny. Ha ha, I'm laughing so hard. Like full sentences within a hashtag.
I can't stand those people.
But that's why I do it, because I think
hashtag
it's so funny.
A full sentence and I'm just like, but do you even know what a hashtag is? Do you understand the concept? This does nothing. This does nothing.
I love it.
Bothers me.
I'll always
it. It's the little perfectionist inside of me is like, what is
I just
happening?
Decided every time I comment on a picture of yours, I'm going to say my comment in a full hashtag.
I'll block you. I'm going to report you.
Report?
This girl's being ridiculous.
You love me. Anyway, so that was my story. Thank you, Leah, for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Girl, you've obviously recovered. You're fine.
You got this.
Yeah.
Just, you know, in the future, keep your clothes on. Yeah, it makes it a lot
pull
better.
Pull it to the side.
Yeah, pull it to the side.
That's all I got
to
say.
Hashtag pull it to the side. we going to do another break?
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to go for another break. My title, are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
For my story is, I'm so excited.
Okay.
This person knows the way to my heart. Is titled My Big Fat Gay Love Triangle.
Wow.
Boom. If I could give an award to the title so far, it'd be this one. That grabbed me so fast. This is the fastest I've ever picked an email.
Also, you loved that movie.
What?
The My Big Fat Greek Wedding, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
So like literally, if you're gonna pick a title, it has to be something that either like there's like alliteration or like it sounds good or it ties like you quickly to something.
Two things. I love movies.
Mm-hmm.
Big Fat Greek Wedding is my humor to a T.
Yes.
And then this was just played it so well.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of this guy. So yeah, we're going to take a break and then
Sweet.
We'll get on into it.
Sweet.
Break. before I start, I do want to say that Taryn and I noticed that a lot of people were complaining about us maybe backing off while we were talking in some recent episodes. And we just want to say that we hear you and we take criticism well. So just for you guys, I have lowered my seat and I have positioned myself directly in front of the microphone so that, because I'm just going to say, I'm pretty sure I was the one that they were talking about.
Like, we.
I like to go into these things as a team, but like,
I'll support you.
If we're going to just go
I didn't say
it was 100% me, I'm pretty sure. So I hear you. And
it's also like your style of talking. Like, that's Ashley's humor. Like, she'll be like, blah, blah, blah.
I've learned.
Like, she says things quiet.
Taryn and I, while we were on our 5-hour ride to Yosemite and then 5-hour ride back, we were talking, and she mentioned that I tend to just like fluctuate with my noise and when I speak, and when I'm saying something funny, sometimes I get a little more quiet for, like, you know, suspense, or I don't know, not suspense. I can't think of another word, but like for dramatic effect.
Wow.
Girl.
We did that. Yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to say that I've seen your posts. I hear you. And I'm here to fix it.
Yeah.
Because I take criticism well.
Yeah, I do.
Do you, though? Do you?
I feel like I did.
I feel like you do, actually. Yeah.
Maybe I don't.
You almost did it, but then you recovered.
Yeah. Okay.
I told her I'm just going to go, what? Every time she does that. And she didn't like that.
She called me out. Taryn's on your side, guys. Anyways.
Yes.
All that to say, things are better now. Okay, back to my story. Okay, this one, again, just because I love the title so much, is called My Big Fat Gay Love Triangle. And this one is written by Bex.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell it?
Like B-E-C-K-S is how it's signed.
C-K-S, cool. Bex.
I know, I like it too. Because it sounds like an X, but it's an S.
Yeah.
You know, Bex. Cool.
That's like the whole Jax,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, keep going. 100%. Got it.
Okay. S-O-I.
Starting off, here we go. Beck says, let me just start off by saying that I've been sick about this for too long. Literally in a freaking triangle. I'm so serious. I love him already. So my partner and I have been together for a few years and it's been really hard. He was who I officially came out with, and the same for him. We've gone through a lot individually and together these last few years. And I think that's why we've stayed together. Legit, just because we fought so hard for ourselves within this relationship, which I totally get. That makes sense. Both of us are at a standstill. I don't think we're meant to stay together, and he doesn't either. But neither of us are ready to pull the plug. So we've just been in limbo for months now. Insert Mo.
Insert what?
Mo.
Oh.
Mo has been my best friend, my boyfriend, and my favorite person for so long that I've been in denial that he's that person for me anymore. But he's everywhere. He's everything I've ever wanted. He looks exactly like everything I've ever wanted my whole life. He acts like it. Even his likes and dislikes are what I've always wanted.
Wait, Mo is not the person he's
Mo
with.
Is the boyfriend. I never said his name.
Okay. Sorry. I got confused.
Okay.
Because it's a triangle. So I was like, are we introducing?
Sorry. The person I was talking about is Mo.
I got it. See, guys, this is proof that, like, I've never heard the stories. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
Because we're bringing it fresh. So, yes, I'm continue.
This is live.
This is live
reaction.
Continue.
Okay. But then enter Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie is my best friend.
Literally one sentence.
I suck. Okay, sorry.
You're fine.
Just on a roll over here. Trying to trip me up.
I'm so sorry. Okay, Miss Counter over there. Get out of here.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm going to start again.
Okay.
But then, enter Eddie. Eddie is my best friend. He's been around for over 15 years.
Wow.
He was there for me when my dad got sick, and I was there for him when his mom passed away. He's been my best friend since fifth grade. My family thinks he's one of us, and it's the same with his family. Eddie and I have been completely platonic our entire friendship. That just hasn't been there. That feeling just hasn't been there. It's ruined relationships and friendships and all that. So just because they couldn't handle like how close we are. So I'm going to rephrase what I just said.
Yeah.
Their relationship has ruined relationships and friendships.
Got it.
Because of how close
they
are.
People were threatened by it. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah.
Well, here lately, I've been feeling like there's a lot more with him. When I was growing up, and my mom started having suspicions about me, she would joke that if I ended up with a guy, it would be Eddie. There's always been undeniable chemistry there. He hasn't said anything to me about it, but it's also kind of known by a lot of people, just because they pay attention, that Eddie hasn't been with anyone in a while because he's always had a thing for me. I'm going to just fold my notes
over. Oh, so Eddie's interested, but he wasn't sure up until this point.
Uh-huh. That's what it appears to be. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Okay. He goes on, and like he's been waiting for me. Recently, life circumstances have put us in the same world. You know, like when you're in college and they're not, you're just in two different worlds till you graduate and y'all are both working people. Well, we're on the same planet currently. I'm wondering if this is what the universe is trying to say. Eddie is nothing I've ever wanted in a partner. He's organized, in parentheses, he goes, ew. And a city guy, in parentheses, he goes, yeehaw. I love him so much. But he shows me things that I deserve that Mo doesn't really. Like, Eddie makes me feel like every word I say is important. Mo doesn't really listen to me all the time. Mm. Eddie will do things like get dinner and tell me to come over and hang out and not expect anything except literal food and conversation. Mo expects me to figure out every meal we eat and that we eat it while watching TV. It's just the little things. But maybe that's what the universe is trying to tell me, that now is the chance, that I should take that leap. And I know that if I give it a chance, Eddie will make me happy in all the ways I really hope for, just because I know him. But I don't know if it's fair to him because I know he'll be there. Does that make sense?
Like, I don't want to just...
Girl, you know exactly what I'm thinking about right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all don't know, but it's not for you. So
he continues, obviously, I'm not making all my life decisions based on what you girls say, but I want advice.
Why not?
I mean, I feel like that's a great decision, but okay.
Okay, fine.
He says, do I try harder, work harder, continue on a path with Mo, or do I take the leap? Also, of course, I'm not going to jump into a relationship with someone right away. It would just be us talking and stuff at first. Oh, and one more thing. Neither know what I'm thinking about with all of this. Mo is very jealous of Eddie, and I think it's because he senses our chemistry. And Eddie is waiting for his Prince Charming far away from me. He doesn't like me and Mo together, but he never says anything negative or suggestive to me. But I know he wouldn't say no. Help, XOXO, Bex.
Oof.
I just want to say I really appreciate the way Bex wrote this email. It was very put together.
I do too.
It was very easy to read. I loved the parentheses. So yeah, thank you, Bex, for taking your time writing this. Means a lot.
Yes.
And thank you so much for being so vulnerable with us. I myself have never been in a love triangle. Have you, Taryn?
Not like a real one. Like maybe like in my mind.
I'm like, just Twilight count. I was very invested in that movie.
Because I'm the type of person, and this is why, like, I don't date. Like, I can't casually date.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm such a, like, traditional, old school, like, loyal person that, like, when I like someone, like, I, like them.
Yeah.
And I can't. So there's been a couple of times where it's been, like, a couple guys where it was just maybe something was going on. And even that, like, gave me so much freaking anxiety.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way.
Because I was like, I'm going to hurt someone. Like, something's going to go wrong.
I've even, like, gone out with two separate guys too close to each other. Mm-hmm. And it bothered me.
Yeah.
It really bothered me. But I think Bex is the same way because he starts it off by saying that he's been feeling sick about this for so long.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like he's acted on anything. Like, and yeah, you
which
tell
good
in,
for you.
And like how he says, like when they hang out, like it's just food and conversation. Mm-hmm. And he's never like talked even to Eddie, right? Eddie's their friend. He's never even talked to him about like how they feel. He just thinks like he'll say yes if something happens.
Well, they've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he knows him really well. Yeah. So he's probably right.
I definitely have experienced the whole like when you have a best friend, and obviously it's different, but like I when I was dating my ex, my best friend was a guy and he had a really hard time with that. Like, and there were certain times like he would be like, you laugh with him way more than you laugh with me or like certain things. And so I had to kind of like push that friendship aside to like respect their relationship. But That would be hard. Extra hard though if I was thinking about that friend being like, well, I don't know if a like maybe this is someone. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what makes this so hard, is that his best friend is someone he might be interested in.
And can I just say, he said something about, and correct me if I'm wrong, he said something about like, he was like naming off differences, and he was like, I know these are little things, but those are not freaking little things.
I completely agree. I think like, those are big deals.
Like the fact that he doesn't feel interesting when he talks, the fact that like every time they hang out, like he's just watching TV and like not spending that time. Like those are not small things.
No,
those are
not.
Big things.
Those are big things, especially for a committed relationship.
Yeah.
If you're going to commit to each other, then little things like that, like you have to like love about that person,
yes.
You know, or you have to be like, you know what? It's not my favorite, but I love you this much that, you know,
yeah,
it doesn't bother me because I love you,
yeah.
You know? I don't know. Just reading this whole thing, Bex, I feel like you already know what you need to do.
Yes.
Right? Just listening to the whole intro talking about you and Mo, it sounds like you guys have gone through so much together, which is amazing. And you guys have grown so much together, which is amazing. And the best part about that is you guys can always have that. You know, like that,
yeah.
Those memories and that growth period together, like you can actually like thank him for being there with you. And vice versa. Like, I'm sure he feels very thankful that you were there with him during that huge transition as well. But it sounds like you both actually agree that things might be over already.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is so scary for both of you. But I would actually take that, just listening to how you wrote it, I would take that as kind of a confirmation as to what needs to happen. It sounds like, and I'm not, you know, you do whatever you want to do, but it sounds like you guys need to end the relationship soon, because if there's nothing there, then I'd rather you guys try to create some kind of friendship that can be restored right now than try to maintain a relationship that isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it sounds like it's because he's been friends with Eddie forever and never thought about him like that. But now being in a relationship and seeing the things that like he doesn't like or he's not getting from that relationship, now it's like shedding light on like, oh, well, maybe like he is someone I would want. And so I think that's like in itself, like I think that's the whole point of like dating, is either to find that person that you're going to be with, or to like learn from mistakes made, or learn like, oh, this is not what I want, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's one of those big flags that when you're dating, you kind of look for. If you're dating someone and someone else has your attention, then that's a very big sign that the person you're with might not be for you, because if you're with someone that is all about you and you're all about them, you're not looking around, you know, like you don't even have the desire to look at someone
else.
And
there's a difference from like a Hawkeye walking by and being like, dang,
okay,
you know, but like
we can appreciate,
but you obviously are spiraling and thinking about this to the point of it making you sick.
Yeah.
So I think that's got to be dealt with either way. You know what I mean?
And sometimes it's okay to like be a little more selfish and think about that,
what you want,
and prioritize that, because in the end you're the one in the relationship, you know.
And I think it's good that, like, I don't know, I mean, I've seen relationships where like people are very similar and like they have the same likes and they have the same whatever, and I think like in my relationship we were both very into like music and very like we both sang, we both like did all these things, and in some ways like I didn't really enjoy that, because then it became like it was just kind of like we always were talking about the same things, or it was like almost like a weird competition, you know, like like
I'd
play a show and he'd be like, oh, you should have done
especially
this
for artists,
and I just be like, shut up, just tell me I looked pretty and
I killed
good.
It just tell me I killed it, jeez.
But then I think sometimes like being in a relationship with someone who has other realms than you is like it pulls other parts, and then you guys obviously will find those things you connect with, but I don't know, I if this were Twilight, you know, the whole team, you choose a team, I personally, and we have heard a lot more about Eddie, so maybe that's why, but I'm kind of team Eddie in this situation.
Girl, I'm team Eddie too. Should we get t-shirts?
I mean, we might blow up this guy's life. Hopefully he used fake names.
Fake. I mean, he did not say anything about anonymous, so
yeah,
there's that. But Yeah. I mean, I think it's very clear how you feel about Mo and how Mo feels about you.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just like part of me and my own personality, but I love a good like underdog story.
Yeah.
And Eddie just, I feel like there's something there.
Yeah.
And there's loyalty there. There's obviously love, obviously as a friendship. And I just think that's the best place to start anything further than that.
Yeah.
You know, as friends. So I don't know.
Well, and think about like the long game. Like,
yeah.
What, like if you do end up like marrying someone, the biggest part of marriage is literally just like living. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like after your day, after all the fun activities, when you go home and it's just you and that person, like, what does that look like? And if you have like in those moments where like you just sit and you can have conversations and you feel heard and you feel invested in, like that's more important
that's
than
so
like
important. If that's not there,
he's everything I've wanted. He looks like what I've wanted. Like mm-hmm. that's cool. But like homeboy's going to wrinkle someday. Like everyone's going to get like funky looking.
I feel everyone always goes for looks right away, which obviously like,
I mean, it's a
common thing.
I do it too.
We all do it. But man, all my friends, everyone I've talked to, I know it's the same thing with Taryn. Like the looks mean nothing after being with them for what, a month?
Yeah.
A couple weeks?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, okay, well, can we talk about something else? Can we have a serious conversation?
Totally.
You know, it's like all the other things, all the qualities that Eddie has is really important.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important that you realize the value in that.
Yeah.
So
you got this. But again, just picture.
Bex.
Dinner time. It's 8 at night. Just you and your person.
Who's that person?
You're in sweatpants. You got hours to kill before bedtime. Who would you want to spend that time with?
Yes.
Just like a raw,
ooh, I love that.
Vulnerable time. Like who do you want to be sitting next to you on the couch
mm-hmm.
when like there's nothing else?
And again, sounds like you already know.
And
we're just going to leave it at that. Thank you, Vex, so much for writing
in
your story and for being vulnerable with us. Again, for the title, because you know how much I appreciate that. And also for writing so well.
Yeah, I love the
that
way
that.
That
was really
that.
Well done.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for that, Vex.
Yes. Before we go. Oh. This is, someone wants to be anonymous, but I think it's funny because they literally just ask like super basic questions.
Oh.
But they don't want us to talk about it. So
okay.
Anonymous, thank you for these. We're going to end with some rapid fire.
Ready? Ooh, love. Oh, actually these give me anxiety. But
Yeah. Okay.
Deep breaths.
Ready?
Fine. Okay.
Alfred or Starbucks?
Alfred.
Alfred, minus the fact that it's far from me right now, but like, you know.
It's
so good.
I'm really not a Starbucks fan anymore. I hate to say that.
I mean, I get Starbucks like every morning.
Or I'll get the tea there, but I don't care for, if we're talking about like a good latte drink, Alfred.
Yeah. I definitely.
Oat milk, baby.
Oh, oat milk's so
good. Changed
bomb.
My life.
There's only one place by me that has oat milk, and every single time I've gone in, there's a little sign that says out of oat milk. I finally asked the guy, I was like, is this a freaking conspiracy? Like, do you ever have oat milk or is this just to make you look cool and bougie? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you know that our favorite almond creamer has oat milk now?
No.
Natural Bliss?
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
I know. Alicia sent me this the other day. Literally, we were at the gym. She was on one machine. I was on another. And I got a picture from her just to tell me. Anyways, that was just a fun fact for you.
Okay. Favorite fast food restaurant, go.
In-N-Out.
Del Taco.
That really speaks to our personalities as well.
But you know, I feel like Del Taco, it was like an obsession of mine when I was younger. So it's like nostalgic. Like,
it's
got a place in my heart.
Also, they have, I think, the best mild sauce.
Yeah, their mild sauce is bomb.
Fire.
Yeah. Okay. And last one, what is one thing you like about each other?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like a lot of people don't see this unless you know me in person, but I tend to be a little more on the reserved, shy side. Taryn is the exact opposite, and I need that in my life. So I love Taryn's wild side, and I think it draws out the wild side in me, and I think she balances me. And so I'm going to go with her wild side. Even though it's, I don't mean like wild side, yeah. You know, we're not talking about like, wild summer nights.
I'm crazy, but in like a very,
very specific way.
Very specific.
If you want an example, we recently uploaded a video.
Oh.
And there's a lot of stories that I post all the time with me just being like super chill and Taryn doing something.
Yeah. Hey, you weren't that chill in that video, girl.
I know.
That was your wild side. I brought it out.
It was, I turned it on. It was a nine. I got to do it. Okay.
Yeah. I would say about Ashley, it's funny because it's kind of similar. Mm. But Ashley, like when she breaks into like her like goofy mood, it is my favorite thing in the world because she does things. She's kind of like a little kid where they'll like do like a little dance and then they look to see real fast. Like, did anyone see that? And it's like the cutest thing in the entire world. And so, but now she started being like more bold about it. So I get to see like her weirdness a lot more.
Yeah. It happens. The weirdness, it happens a lot, especially when I'm tired.
Yeah.
When I'm tired, then just, I don't even know what happens. It just like, it takes over me and I start doing the weirdest.
Yes.
Again,
it's the best.
Our 5-hour ride to Yosemite and back.
Woo! Yeah. Great time.
It was a good time.
I loved that though. So yeah, I feel like we're getting a good, like, here's a couple like random little questions. Here's a short story.
This was great.
Here's a this.
This was
it's great.
If you guys are loving this routine that we've set, then yeah, let us know. If you have not sent in an email and you have a story that you want to share with us, where could they send the email to, Taryn?
Unsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Well done. Good job. Also follow us on all of our socials.
Yes.
Send us DMs and we'll talk to you guys. We'll have more conversations outside of just this.
I would definitely suggest our Instagram because I feel like we post a lot of like what we were talking about in the episodes and it's fun.
We started a new highlight called Proof.
Yeah.
So when we have stories that we share and we want to give you guys examples of that or we have evidence, then we're going to post it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's gonna be good.
You can look at us.
Yeah.
And hear us.
All the things.
All the senses.
So many things. Thank you so much for listening. Have a very happy Monday.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.